Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. 7 complete weeks here. We are on day 37. And first of all, thank you for being here. Grateful for all of you. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, every platform, don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, rate the show, share, all that fun stuff if you find it to be meaningful to you, that is. And today we're talking about Gevurah Sheb Yesod. So, in Dance of the Omer, Benji, he brings down a lesson from Rabbi Nachman, from Likutei Maharan 2, Torah 88. He says, one must be very careful to never eat fruit which is not fully ripened. Just as it is forbidden to cut down a tree before its time, it is likewise forbidden to pick or eat a fruit before it ripens. Eating a fruit before it is fully ripe can be very damaging to a person's soul. One might even lose one's soul because of this. So yesterday we were learning about Chesed Sheb Yesod, and in Chesed Sheb Yesod we were talking about be forgiving of ourselves, right? That we're now in relationships that are healthy, but we got to see, well, why weren't they healthy before? What was it that I needed to correct? So yesterday we were talking about, okay, well, I have resentment towards myself, and that's the reason why I am resentful towards other people. I have resentment towards Hashem, so that's why I have resentment towards other people. So when we clear out that resentment towards ourselves and realize and fix those character defects, we see that we lose resentment towards other people and we can really connect with other people in the right way. And same thing with Gevurah Sheb Yesod, when we see, why am I getting upset at my spouse? Why am I getting upset at my children? Because I expect them to be somebody that they're not. And I'm trying to make them grow quicker. And at the very least, I'm giving with an expectation of return. And we should never be giving with an expectation of return. How good does it feel when somebody gives you a gift, and then after they give you a gift, they're like, okay, where's my gift? What do you mean? It's my birthday. Doesn't feel good. It's okay for one person to give with no expectation, the other person to give with no expectation back. Instead of keeping score, which gets us in trouble. The second thing about Yesod, as we're talking about, is that it has purpose. It has a gravitational force to it. It's rooted in the ground. Just as this tree that's giving fruit is rooted in the ground, so too, our purpose needs to be rooted in the ground. And you can see so many times people get frustrated in the world and they lack a purpose and they jump from thing to thing. Why? Because they pluck that commitment they've done to. We talked about this as well, that Yesod has to do with commitment, conviction. They pluck it too early. They see that it's not going as fast as they wanted to go. They thought that they would maybe be farther ahead than they are. And so they say, oh, this must not be where I'm supposed to be. Or, oh, this isn't going to work. They get frustrated and they throw it to the side. And what happens, they do this consistently over and over and over again with different things. They jump from thing to thing, not giving anything enough time to actually grow. And time again, they're met with frustration. Right? Uttering people complete frustration where they're wondering, why can't I get anything going? Why is it that every single time I'm trying to get something going, it's not working out for me? And they think there must be something wrong with them. They think, and it brings back again to the resentment towards Hashem, where they say, Hashem is doing this to me. Where Hashem is like, listen, you're not giving yourself the incubation period to grow anything, to be successful. And Rabbi Nachman talks about this a lot. He talks about it when you make a commitment to something, to stick to it, to give it ample time, even if you're seeing it's not working. You don't have enough data yet. You really don't have enough data to be able to compare it. Like the analogy of the guy who went in the cave and he's digging, and you can see right behind where he is all these diamonds. But he stops and he quits and he starts walking back. He says, there's no freaking diamonds in this cave. And it was right there. And that's what happens so many times, that we pluck things before they're ready, we uproot things before they're ready, and all it does is two things. It builds our frustration, and it creates more muscle memory to quit next time. I remember growing up, my dad instilled this in me from an early age, that there would be maybe a sport that I tried, and a few weeks in, I'm like, I don't like this. Or I'm on a new team, and I'm like, I don't like this team. My dad says, well, you're signed up for the year, so you're going to finish the year. But I don't want to. Right? We're not talking about something that's toxic and bad for me, per se. We're talking about something that I want to quit early. And by my dad forcing me to finish out these seasons, whenever this would happen, it instilled in me the ability to keep going even when I don't want to do it. And we have to build that muscle memory to keep going when we don't want to go. And in this way, we see ourselves having more purpose, we're being more grounded, have more stability, we have more conviction, we have more commitment, and we see ourselves being more and more successful in this way, because nothing can grow without being rooted in the ground long enough for it to be able to grow. So the Gevura allows us to stick with it even when we want to quit, even when we want to give up. So should be zoiche, all of us, to one, to have relationships where we are committed to giving without the sake of receiving. And in this way, we see that really we are helping that other person grow and helping them have more stability in ourselves and not plucking too early. And secondly, we should be zoiche to be able to stick with stuff that we start, to not give up too early, to not give it a few days, a few weeks, a few months. Even a couple years could be too short for certain things. As you see with the tree, it takes 3 years to even to be able to eat from the tree, halachically. Right? So starting an endeavor in business, starting a relationship, should give it ample time to be able to grow. You should see the success of your hands, and to be able to enjoy that fruit that is going to give you energy and give others energy. In this way, all of us will be committed, we'll have strong roots in the ground here in Eretz Yisrael and around the world to see more and more green everywhere. And this way, we're going to see all the hostages return safely. Everybody who's protecting Am Yisrael to be safe. Everybody who's protected Eretz Yisrael to be safe. In a unified world with all green, with all roots, with a true purpose, and coming Moshiach, eternal third temple that will be rooted and grounded forever. L'chaim.